There's an exhibition in Murray Bridge today sharing the local stories of people sleeping rough. The photography and audio exhibition called The Reflections on Homelessness, Our Future Can Still Be Bright is on today till 3 at the Murray Bridge Town Hall. With us in the studio at the moment is AC Care Murraylands Homelessness Service Manager Thanuja Heri-Pitiege, along with one of the artists who we'll call Mel. Hi there. How are you, Thanuja and Mel?
Hi.
Hi, good, thanks.
Great. Tell us about the exhibition, Thanuja. What's it all about?
So the exhibition, we decided to capture the experience of people who have experienced homelessness or at risk of homelessness. And we wanted to focus on a different medium than someone being able to express their experience through word. We decided to actually capture that through photography. It's a photo exhibition as well as, like you said, people had the opportunity to express their feelings through their words as well. We are really capturing the personal emotions and raw emotions of people who've gone through the experience.
Sounds pretty striking.
It is very much, yeah.
Yeah. So Mel, tell us about your pieces. What have you contributed to this one?
So I've put in a photo, and I guess for me that the meaning and the story around that is just like everyone's situation is different and can be caused by different circumstances. I guess to just never judge anyone before listening to their story, and especially for me, my story.
Yeah, tell us a bit about your story.
So I was 5 when my family moved to SA, hoping to secure housing, but nothing was available for us. We ended up sleeping in the car under the bridge for a period of few months. And then as a child, having to carry the thoughts of like where we're going to sleep, what we're going to eat, when we'll shower, things like that.
Oh dear, yeah. That would have been really quite scary and uncertain.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Yeah. So what ended up happening in the end? You managed to find something?
Yeah, AC Care supported my family to find accommodation, and my parents have lived in public housing for over 20 years now.
Right. Is a big concern of yours just the stigma surrounding it?
Yes, definitely. And I guess that is represented in my artwork, just to not judge people before you're listening to their story and understanding the situation.
What does the art depict?
So I've just taken a photo of my feet, like shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess it's like a take on, you know, don't judge someone before you walk in their footsteps or whatever. Yeah. But yeah.
And have you spoken to your parents more recently about how what that experience was like for them and how it impacted the whole family?
I think they're definitely like thankful for the support that they received at the time, even though it might not have been what they wanted. Yeah, now they've lived successfully in their house and they're not struggling at all and don't have to face the worries of not knowing where they're going to live, like current people at the moment.
But that requires intervention, doesn't it, Thanuja? Like sometimes, you know, having an organisation like AC Care to actually give the leg up, because that doesn't always happen for everyone. Not everyone has access to services or realise they have access.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. So, yeah, I think it fits really good with the National Homelessness Week slogan around we need a plan. So in terms of the plan, we've definitely identified the plan has to start small from the community. One organization necessarily can't do it, but absolutely services as well as, you know, families and individuals working together can definitely achieve outcomes and positive outcomes as well.
Yeah, Mel, what kind of changes would you like to see made by governments to support more people who are living rough or end up homeless?
I think for me it's probably at the moment we're seeing a lot of services overwhelmed by the amount of people that are needing to access it. So either support for funding to give more of a quality service over quantity, and I guess if there isn't too many a number of people, maybe funding for more workers. Probably just also the increase to social housing and funding for services again. And then maybe some education supporting that as well for the people of Murray Bridge and Australia. Mm.
Yeah, what sort of education do you think we need? Is there a way that we could better support, you know, community members could better support those experiencing homelessness?
Yeah, so I guess just probably if you like teaching how to apply for rental applications, a lot of people don't necessarily know how to do that properly. And then maybe some education around what access to mortgages there are for low-income earners, supporting them to be able to access, you know, grants and funding and things like that.
So sometimes things are out of reach because people aren't even aware that they exist. Yeah.
Yep, definitely.
And what about, you know, everyday people helping out more or being a bit more supportive to those who are living rough?
Yeah, I mean, just holding space for people to be able to vent, even if you don't have a solution for them or have, you know, the fix for their answer. Just having a chat and maybe just being the shoulder that they can cry on, essentially. Yeah. Mm.
With us at the moment is AC Care Murraylands Homeless Service Manager Thanuja. We're also with an artist, Mel, who has lived experience with homelessness in the past, who's taking part in an exhibition today at the Murray Bridge Town Hall till 3. Thanuja, can you tell us about some more of the works? Any other pieces that have really struck you?
People have openly talked about how their family dynamics has put their experience into homelessness. So, and then that how that has actually led into their addictions at times. Oh, whereas I think sometimes we forget that addiction is not, you know, part of homelessness, but it can force people into, you know, while living in difficult situations that get forced onto them at times. And as children, it's very hard. And there was this young person who's actually now an adult has spoken about him being homeless for over 15 years and he's still in his 20s. So that was very striking. And there's a lot of pictures that are very, very interesting and is thought-provoking. I'd probably encourage people to come and have a look, and it's definitely worthwhile. It's a free exhibition. There's going to be lots of activities for kids, and we are really truly capturing, like Mel was saying, the pictures capture the person's perspective and what they felt going through it and how it meant for them, and sometimes what challenges that they posed in terms of even thinking of future living through the experience. So it's very touching.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, it's until 3 o'clock at the Murray Bridge Town Hall. Can people just rock up?
Yes, definitely. Yep. People can just rock up and walk in.
Oh, great. And if people want a bit of support, AC Care, you can offer some guidance and at least point people in the right direction for services?
Yeah, absolutely. We are more than happy to guide people through and provide supports.
So do you happen to have the number there?
Yeah, it's 8531 4900. Anyone can call.
Great.
And request support. And if there's anything we can do, there's always someone we'll be happy to talk to them.
Oh, great. And the national number, if you didn't quite catch the one before, is 1300 AC Care. Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you both coming into the studio today, Thanuja and Mel. Thank you.
Thank you.